state representative and state senator. He's an ex-state racing commissioner and director of Michigan Department of Licensing and Regulation. He also served as the deputy assistant secretary of the U.S. Department of Health, Education, and Welfare. If anyone knows inside politics, it's Bill, and he's on the other end of our line. Bill, how are you this morning?
Doing well, Tony.
I saw the poll that Inside Michigan Politics was involved with MRG, and I thought that the information was stunning, the fact that Mitt Romney is trailing Rick Santorum. When you saw that polling information, what'd you think?
Well, I would have been more surprised, except three other polls had come out in the previous 3 days, and they all showed Santorum ahead by margins ranging from 7 to 13 points. So we would have been probably at that point more surprised if Santorum wasn't ahead in this poll. But he was ahead. Biggest sample of any of the polls, very small margin of error, only about 3%, 800 respondents. And Santorum led Romney 43 to 33%. And there was some interesting kind of crosstab information in there on gender and geography and some other factors. I think the main thing, Tony, is that this sample figured that nearly half the people who are likely to vote on February 28th are strong supporters of the Tea Party. 47% said they were strong supporters of the Tea Party. And of those voters, Santorum led 51% to 22% over Romney. Big, nearly 30-point spread. So that kind of tells the story right there.
Bill, do these results force Mitt Romney to pour more resources, money, time, and energy here into the state?
Absolutely, yeah. He's going to have to spend a lot of money here that I think he was hoping he wouldn't have to spend. I think that based on everything Mitt Romney has done over the last 5 years here in Michigan, he did everything right in terms of traditionally, how do you run a campaign for president, state by state? I mean, he did absolutely everything right. He got all the endorsements. He built up an organization. He's raised the most money, far more than Barack Obama has in Michigan. Of course, Romney won our primary just 4 years ago over John McCain. It's not as though he hasn't run here before and done well. And yet, Tony, because of the changing nature of American politics, he finds himself behind because our races are becoming nationalized. And people here in Michigan, the likely voters in the primary anyway, have been watching what's going on nationally and in all these other states for the last 3 to 5 months. And they're kind of following the narrative and who the candidates are and who's still in the race, who's dropped out. And they've kind of reached their own conclusions at this point about who Mitt Romney is and who Rick Santorum is, and for that matter, Newt Gingrich and Ron Paul. And they're making up their own minds, and it's almost as though they're dismissing anything and everything that any candidate like Mitt Romney has done in Michigan in recent years. Rick Santorum is totally unknown in Michigan. Nobody knows Rick Santorum, really. He's never been in the state. He has no history here. He has no organization. He has no endorsements, and yet he's ahead.
What would this do to Mitt Romney should he lose the state going into Super Tuesday, from your perspective?
It'll be devastating. You know, unless he's got everything in place in all these other states on Super Tuesday, some 14 or 15 of them, a number of them in the South, and that's March 6th, just a week later, unless he can really pretty much sweep the board in those, I think he's in real trouble. Not necessarily does that mean that Rick Santorum is going to be the beneficiary, but I honestly am thinking there's a possibility that some of these super PACs and the Karl Roves of the world down in Washington may decide, Mitt Romney simply cannot close this deal, and we cannot allow people like Newt Gingrich or Rick Santorum to be the Republican standard bearer against Barack Obama. And I think they may try and get another candidate into the race who hasn't entered. Somebody like Jeb Bush, or for that matter, somebody like Mitch Daniels or Chris Christie, somebody. And I think with Super PAC money, they could probably get into the situation in late spring, a few states, and prevent anybody from having a majority of the delegates going into the convention and have a brokered convention.
All right, Bill, as we let you go, I was last night before dinner, I was flipping around all the different network and cable news shows, and it was kind of cool to see how Michigan was at the forefront of the political discussion and how important this is for the Republicans.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. We're the focal point right now. I think we are even more than Arizona, which, you know, should also be a battleground on the same day, February 28th. But this is Mitt Romney's home state, and as he said in his ad that I think is running in the Detroit metro area right now, it's personal.
Awesome information, Bill. Thanks so much for your time.
My pleasure, Tony.